Hello and welcome to Roll for Topic, a roundtable discussion about topics related to running role-playing games. Hey everyone, this is Andy, co-host of Roll for Topic. Now on a normal episode, me and my co-host Chris would roll randomly to determine a topic to discuss, and then we would spend a half hour or so chatting about it, sometimes with a guest. But this time we're doing something a little bit different, because we just wrapped up Roll for Topic Con 2024, our fourth annual gathering of Roll for Topic guests and family and friends and other community members for a full day of gaming in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Now, as part of our Roll for Topic Con, every year we have a tradition of taking a role-playing trivia quiz as a group. And it's a trivia quiz prepared by yours truly. And so as we've done in the past, we've decided to record the trivia so that you can listen and maybe even take the trivia quiz yourself at home. And in addition to that, we have tried a new special game this year we call Diamond Heist, which follows the trivia quiz. So just keep listening after the quiz. And I hope you enjoy it. Now, obviously, we're recording this at a live event, so you get some artifacts of the live recording. It's maybe not quite as crisp as our typical episode, but we thought it was important to just maintain that aura of attending a live event. So I hope you enjoy it. And if you do take the quiz, please drop us a note and let us know how you did. Now, without further ado, here's Roll for Topic Con 2024.
Hello, and welcome to Roll for Topic Con 2024, One Last Score. Thank you all so much for being here. I'm Chris Halsman.
I'm Andy Rowe.
So normally we discuss a topic, but this time, as is our tradition, we are going to be doing a fun GM quiz that Andy puts together.
I was not told it had to be fun.
Oh, I'm sorry, I did not stipulate that. I guess I just kind of hoped. But yeah, so Andy, why don't you take it away?
Sure.
See how this goes this year.
All right, yeah, so I have a short, easy quiz. We'll be through it in no time, and we will use the results of this to determine the order with which people approach the vaunted swap table. And hopefully we'll have fun in the process, too. I could use one volunteer from the audience to... I will need someone to, on one or two questions, to write a few things down on the whiteboard for us all to see. So could someone...
Oh, we've already
a lot of people pointed to yeah. Christopher over there.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much for helping out.
So thanks. You can stay in your seat. I'll tell you when when your services are needed. Okay, so in the interest of time, I'm just going to jump right in. So I'm going to ask you a variety of questions, and I want you to jot down your answers on a piece of paper or a note card in front of you. And then after we've gone through all the questions, I'm going to circle back, and I'll tell you what the correct answers were, and you can tally up your points, and we'll praise the winner, and we'll also praise the losers. So
yeah.
All right, brace yourselves. The first question. For the first question, we're going all the way back into the early 1990s. In the credits section of the super rad 1991 RPG Vampire the Masquerade, the authors thank their loved ones, their inspirations, and others who supported them in creating the vampire RPG. They also thank a city, one that truly reflects the threatening yet sexy appeal of the vampire. What is that city? And bonus, if you can also provide a state or province and a country. So I'll give you a few minutes to jot down your answer.
I mean, everybody should only need about a couple seconds, right?
To write down the So just to reiterate, what city is thanked in the credits section of Vampire the Masquerade First Edition?
Did you check to see if, like, second edition had a different city that was thanked?
I didn't, but okay. I will after I go home.
Yeah, right.
So. Okay, I'm going to move right along. Chris, you can't be peeking at the answers here.
Oh.
Okay. All right, question number two. This is one I'm going to need the assistance of my assistant to jot a few things down on the board, okay? In the dangerous Rifts universe, few enemies are as feared and evil as the vile... Splugworth. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but they're very scary. The alien Splugworth have a rigid power hierarchy within their ranks, from the most powerful and evil creatures at the top of the hierarchy to the weak and less awesome creatures at the bottom of the hierarchy. I'm going to give you four creatures, and I want you to rank them from most powerful in the hierarchy to least powerful, okay? There's like a chart in the Rifts book I was looking at. So.
Yeah, you know we can double check you on this.
Yes, yeah. Of course. All right, okay. So these are the four beings or creatures you need to rank from most to least powerful, and I'm going to read them to you in random order. Tattooed men. Maxi men.
Oh.
Maxi-men. Blind warriors. And conservators.
Ooh.
Yeah. So think which one of those sounds like it's the second in command of the forces of hell. All right, I'll give you a quick second. Just rank them again, most to least powerful. And I see some people at least finishing, so I'm going to move on. Just, we have to keep up this hectic pace.
I know, yeah. Well, really, the question is always like, is another minute really going to help you?
that's a good point.
It's probably not.
Yes, I doubt the authors of the Rifts book I was looking at could answer this question correctly, but yeah. I don't know that for a fact. Okay, question number three. The classic superhero RPG Champions has a rich setting filled with superheroes and supervillains. Many of them bear suspicious resemblances to heroes from certain major comic book franchises with the serial numbers filed off. For each of the following superheroes from the Champions RPG universe, name the Marvel or DC character they are shamelessly ripping off. So I'm going to give you their name, and you need to just divine from that what they are. Okay, the first one up, there's like a half dozen of these guys. First one up is Defender. Who is Defender a copy of? Next up is Kinetic, and that's with a K at the end, if that affects your answer.
Oh.
Yeah, that might change.
That does change.
Okay, so we've had Defender and Kinetic, and next up is Witchcraft.
Did you say what year we're targeting here?
This is like the multi-decades rich legacy of the Champions.
Okay. So.
Next up, this will be a hard one, Captain Patriot. Okay, two more. Next up is Vanguard. I think that one would be tricky.
Vanguard?
Yeah, well, maybe, I don't know. Yeah. And lastly, Nighthawk. That is one word, Nighthawk squished together, but with a K at the end. Okay, I'm going to move on. And I should have specified, these aren't, I'm not looking for super obscure Marvel or DC characters here. So I don't want to bias this in favor of the like 80% of you that have a scary level of knowledge about Marvel and DC. Okay, next question. Question number four. In the 1980s and 90s, BattleTech, the game of fighting mechs, faced copyright complaints from two major entertainment franchises that forced BattleTech to change aspects of the game. What two nerd franchises caused trouble for BattleTech? So name the franchise. I'll also accept like the company running the franchise. And you'll get bonus points if you can guess why each of them, what their problem was with BattleTech. So I'm going to need my assistant for this next one. So brace yourself. Okay, we ready? I'm going to move on to question number five. In TSR's 1984 RPG, The Adventures of Indiana Jones, characters from the Indiana Jones movies are statted out. But instead of using the regular six stats like strength, dexterity, constitution, etc. that D&D uses, they use their own collection of six stats. I'm going to Reed and my assistant will list on the whiteboard the 6 stats, and then you're going to be challenged to do something with that information. The stats that Indiana Jones characters are measured by are strength, movement, prowess, backbone, instinct, and my favorite stat that is just really underused in RPGs, appeal. So I'm going to name some major characters from the Indiana Jones franchise, and I want you to tell me how, according to this RPG, what was their best stat of those 6, okay? First up, what was Marion's best stat? And this isn't like opinion. This is documented by the RPG. So just, lest you think that I'm being subjective here.
We can have a long debate after what they got wrong.
All right. After you've answered what Marion's best stat is, what was Sala's best stat? All right. Next is, what was Jock's best stat? Does anyone need to be reminded who Jock was?
Yes. No. Jock flew the plane.
He did.
Oh.
With a snake in it. Yes. A major character in the franchise.
Is there a pilot? Yeah.
There's no flying.
The snake in the plane, Jock.
All right. We're halfway done. What is Willie's main stat? Willie was the... The character, the character from the Temple of Doom movie. Okay, what was Willie's stat? I'll keep my opinions to myself.
Yes, please do.
All right, next up, what is Short Round's best stat? Short Round, again, Indy's sidekick in the Temple of Doom movie. And lastly, of course, we need to rate Indiana Jones himself. What is Indy's best stat?
Six.
Are they all best?
It is. The distribution is random and unrelated, as far as I can tell, to their characters as portrayed in the movies. But, Okay, we're moving on. We're over half done, everyone. Nice job. Thanks for bearing with me. For number 6, we're going old school, back to first edition D&D. I'm going to rapid fire you a couple of things here. Identify the alignment of the following AD&D first edition monsters from the Monster Manual. Okay? And I need the full alignment, so, you know, not just good. It need lawful good or chaotic good. Okay? What's the alignment of a blink dog? What is the alignment of a brain mole? Next up, the alignment of a... I've never known how to pronounce this, but I've also never heard of this creature being used in any published adventure or any game I've heard of. What is the alignment of a catoplebus?
Are we getting points off or spelling that wrong?
Yes. Mm-hmm. What is the alignment of the ear seeker?
Hate that.
You know, that famous monster that's on the cover of all the D&D movies.
Yeah.
Okay, we're about halfway done, everyone. Next up, the alignment of a cloud giant.
I'm a little frightened because I think I...
Oh.
Okay, if you actually know the answers for real, that's kind of a problem. You're not supposed to know. You might have to leave. Okay, what's the alignment of a Morkoth? I don't know what this is. It looks like Bat Boy, kind of. Almost done, everyone. What's the alignment of a mummy? The alignment of a Pegasus? And last, but definitely not least, what's the alignment of a water weird? Okay. We have two questions left, everyone. Moving on to number seven. I'm going to need, for the last time, the assistance of my assistant. Can you clear the board there? All right. In the GURPS role-playing game, lets your characters take weaknesses or disadvantages in return for extra points that you can spend on some of your character's other abilities. The more severe a disadvantage, the more points you get for taking it. Rank the following disadvantages in order from least severe to most severe, as determined by the number of points GURPS assigns to them. Okay? Who wants to answer that? Okay.
Do you know Andy?
Repeat the question.
Oh, which edition?
Oh, I thought you were asking what was a GURPS, and that's a good question.
No.
This is GURPS 4th edition. Thank you for that clarification.
Yes.
I would love to learn that they like radically rebalanced these disadvantages from edition to edition. But, okay.
Christopher has written a giant 4th edition up there, just so everybody understands.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read these to you in random order. Rank them from least severe to most severe. The first one is frightens animals. Next up is killjoy. Next is cursed. Then no fine manipulators.
No fingers.
You interpret it as you need.
Or like you can, yeah, you cannot adjust your parking ticket.
I believe it means you don't have fingers, okay. But I. Two more. Curious. Obviously a terrible disadvantage for a heroic adventure. Yeah. And lastly, easy to kill.
You sure you randomized the order on these?
I will say again, the correct answer to this board would makes no sense, but that's part of the joy of it. Okay. Final question, everyone. It's another one where I'm going to throw a lot of stuff at you rapid fire, and you need to be quick on your feet and answer. I'll give you guys another minute for those of you who are still ranking.
Yeah,
that's a tough one. People are looking really nervously up at the whiteboard.
Yeah. I think out of all the questions, that's it looks like a couple people are going to get nail that one.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I think the alignment one. I think there might be a couple of nerds in here that get all the alignment ones right.
Yeah, probably that too.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the eighth and final question I have for us today. Over the years, different role-playing games have coined countless terms to describe the role of Dungeon Master. Which of the following are real titles from published games describing the person who runs the game? Okay, I'm going to just fire these out, and you say, yes, it's real, or no, it's something Andy made up. Crypt Keeper. Destiny Master.
I hope that's real.
Fate Lord, all one word. Hollyhock God. Siege Engineer. Story God, all one word.
Nice.
El Presidente. Smooth Operator. Chill Master. Two words.
Two words. Okay.
I don't know how to interpret that. Like, but. And lastly, Mutant Lord. Okay. We have reached the end of our trivia quiz. Mm-hmm. And I think we have just enough time for me to go through and read the scores. And that will be time to move on to our next item on our agenda. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to do that. So we will delay the heist reveal until we're done with the trivia.
Okay.
Yeah. So
this will just take a few minutes.
Yeah, take your time.
All right. We're going to go back and score. So flip back to the beginning of your note card. And I will tell you what the correct answers were. First, does anyone want to guess which city was thanked in Vampire the Masquerade?
Cleveland, Prague.
Prague? Ooh. Seattle? Ooh. Prague and Seattle are both very good guesses.
Yeah.
Montreal.
There was a Cleveland over there.
Cleveland, okay.
Also a good guess.
Okay. Does anyone know this? Okay. Well, I'm sure all of you immediately thought of Gary, Indiana. So yes, if you get 4 points for each part of that you got right. Gary, Indiana, and United States. So if you nailed it, that's 12 points, putting you way in the lead. Yeah, I mean the USA is kind of probably the easiest part of that.
Yeah.
Did anyone guess a city in Indiana?
Take that, Indiana.
Okay, brutal.
Yeah.
Okay. In the Rifts universe, this is the order of the thing I can't pronounce there, the hierarchy of power, from most to least powerful. The most powerful, okay, you get 2 points for each of these you have in the right slot, okay? Mm-hmm. At the top are conservators.
Yeah.
Then maxi men. Then tattooed men. And at the very bottom are the blind warriors. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
If one is wrong, you're screwed. Does the subsequent one push up?
No.
Like,
no. No.
Use, like, make a GMing decision on the fly, because. Yeah.
And then explain it to me later.
Yeah.
Fail forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually.
I fail forward to picking first from the spot.
The scoring is maybe the part of this I thought about the least. So.
You're just surprised anyone's getting any points?
Yeah. Okay, I want to hear some of your guesses for these. Number three, this is the question about the Marvel superheroes, Marvel and DC's heroes. Who thinks they know who Defender is a shameless ripoff of?
I said Punisher.
Yeah. I also said Punisher.
That's a good one. So this is one, you're all wrong, I'm afraid.
Of course, yeah.
This is one I thought was kind of weird, but it's Iron Man.
Oh.
So, 2 points for each one you get right. Who wants to guess kinetic with a K?
The Flash.
Flash, yes. I mean, I just picked the ones I know, you know. So okay. If you're a nerd and you're like, well, actually, there's another character that is a better match, you can make your case.
Just not to you.
Yeah. Okay, who knows... This one shouldn't be too hard. Who knows who Witchcraft is? Scarlet Witch, yep. And the very difficult Captain Patriot, who wants to take a guess?
U.S. Agent.
That would be so much better if those were correct. Mm-hmm. But it's Captain America, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys think Vanguard is? It's Superman.
Oh.
Yeah. And lastly, who is Nighthawk?
Batman,
yeah. Okay. Okay, guys. Let's move on. Number four was the question about Battletech. What are the two big nerd franchises that went after Battletech? Who wants to shout them out?
Transformers?
What's that?
Transformers?
No, not Transformers. That's a very good guess.
Voltron?
Robotech is one of them.
Voltron?
Nope. Those are better guesses than
than the reality.
Not G.I. Joe.
Toho?
Okay. Dungeons and Dragons.
So here's a hint. This second one that we're trying to figure out went after them because of their name.
Battle of the Plants.
You're on the right track. All right. It's Star Wars / Disney. Battletech was first called Battle Droids, but it turns out that George Lucas owns the droid trademark or whatever. All right. So let's see. 3 points if you got for any of them that you got.
Which ones were? Was it just
Robotech? Oh, yeah. So the two franchises are Robotech and Star Wars. So 3 for each of those. And if you correctly guessed the reason, you get another 3 points. Okay?
What was the reason for Robotech?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't specify. Robotech went after them because Battletech used some of Robotech's early mech designs. Mm. They licensed the designs, but the Robotech Mega Corporation felt that there was a problem that kind of coincided with when Robotech was getting really popular. So, so it's all worked out. Now you'll be happy to hear. It did take like 20 years, but okay. Indiana Jones, what was everyone's best stats? So what was Marion's best stat?
Backbone.
I hate to say it,
it
was the 80s. So
yeah, it's the 80s, so it's the one you don't want it to be. It's appeal.
Okay. Yeah.
How many points for each correct one? Two?
2 points for each correct one. All right. What is Sala's best stat?
Strength.
Prowess.
Why do you think strength?
He's big.
Because he's big?
He's big.
Yeah, it's strength.
Okay.
I would not have guessed strength, but... Yeah.
I would not have. He does that thing where that's the thing with him.
I was trying to think like the 80s.
Yeah.
All right, how about Jock?
Strength.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre, but the answer is strength.
Yes.
So obviously, his portrayal showed how strong he was, right? Yeah. Like,
yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. What is Willie's main stat?
Appeal.
It is appeal. Unfortunately, how about short round?
Boob.
Believe it or not, it is none of those things.
What?
It's prowess.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means, but I would have guessed movement too. And lastly, how about Indy?
Appeal.
Indy also gets appeal.
Nice.
Yeah, so at least they're fair about it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very fair.
Oh, do you think you did? Oh, test. All right, on to the D&D ones. Blink Dog.
Lawful good.
Blink Dog is lawful good. Brain Mole. Any neutral will do, yes.
Any neutral?
Yep, 2 points each. Cato Plebis?
Neutral evil.
Neutral.
It's any neutral. So you're wrong in spirit, but I'll give you the points.
Do you get 1 point for just one of them right?
No, just 2 if you get it right, and 0 if you don't.
Nice try.
Ear Seekers?
I think I get this one wrong. Chaotic
evil. No, they are neutral. They do not... They do not have a moral system that they follow. Okay, Cloud Giant.
Chaotic good.
So I will accept either neutral good or neutral evil because they're one of the rare monsters that has different morality systems, I guess. A Morkoth, anyone want to guess that?
Chaotic
evil Morkoth, yes.
What is a Morkoth?
It just looks like a bat boy.
Okay.
I thought it looked like a bat. It has some like... 1960s psychedelic like swirls going on in the background.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You can read about it later.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
I know you will. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about a mummy?
Neutral.
Lawful evil.
Oh.
So. The Pegasus.
Chaotic
good. And the water weird. Chaotic evil. I would have guessed neutral on the water weird myself.
Yeah.
But. Okay, guys, we are almost done with our intricate scoring system, so let's keep our focus. Here is the GURPS. I'm going to tell you from the least severe to most severe here, here there, and like figure out how to score this yourself. But like, give yourself like 2 points if 2 points if like one of your answers seems to match up in some way. Okay. The least severe is, who wants to guess?
Killjoy. Everybody's very confident.
Oh, wait, you said most to least.
It's least severe to most severe. So what's the
it's
least,
on the board.
The least severe is easy to kill. I know, it's
what?
It's insane. There's another one called easy to subdue that like is worth the same amount of points. But
this
I didn't,
is ridiculous.
I know. It's gonna get worse. Yeah. Okay, after easy to kill, the next more severe is curious. Then who thinks they know what's next? Frightens animals is next in severity.
Yeah.
All right. The next up is Killjoy.
Of course.
Then no fine manipulators, which is like a huge jump in point value from up from Killjoy. Mm-hmm. And then over another giant jump over two times as the point value of no fine manipulators is cursed.
Okay.
Nice. So if you got some of those right, give yourself a couple points in the way that makes sense to you.
Yeah.
And lastly, we'll go through the final question very quickly here. I want to so shout out what you think. Is Crypt Keeper real or false?
Real.
Crypt Keeper is real from the Tales of the Crypt RPG.
Mm-hmm.
2 points each. Is Destiny Master real?
No.
Destiny Master is not real. Although, when I was in junior high running games, one of my players started calling me the Destiny Master in the hopes I would give him more experience points.
Did it work?
It did not work.
Are you sure?
It might have worked. Destiny Master is not real. How about Fate Lord?
Yes.
Fate Lord is not real.
Really?
Hollyhock God.
Real.
It is real. Anyone know the RPG?
It's Chubo's...
Close.
Magical Wish Engine?
Same author. Okay. The Nobilis RPG.
Okay.
Maybe Chubos uses that terminology too.
Yeah.
It seems like a delightful game.
It's adorable.
Yeah. Is all right. How about Siege Engineer? That is real. I know it's kind of too dumb to not be real, right? It's that's anyone know the RPG? Star Siege.
Mm. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Is how about Story God?
That has to be real.
That is not real. I made it up.
I don't believe that.
Well, I mean, you can make your own RPG that uses Story God.
Okay.
How about El Presidente?
Real.
That is not real.
Oh.
There are a few games that would be appropriate for, but none of them.
Yeah, I was thinking Tropico. Yeah.
How about Smooth Operator? That is not real.
Oh.
But that would be awesome if it were, isn't it? Wouldn't it? Chill Master?
That's got to be real.
That is real.
The chill RPG.
From the Chill RPG.
Okay.
And lastly, Mutant Lord. That is real from Mutant Future. Okay. So, tally up your points. And then we're going to go over now to the next item on our agenda. But afterwards, we'll use the... the person who got the most points will get the first pass at the swap table, and then we'll approach the swap table in descending order after that. Okay? So,
yeah.
Chris, over to you. Thanks, everyone, for taking the quiz.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy. Always a delight. I think I got very few of those questions right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But with my scoring system, you might still be doing okay, right?
We'll see. Yeah, okay. I got zero of the alignment questions correct, which is just embarrassing. Yeah. Okay, so for those who are listening to this, you might not be able to see this, but
they definitely won't be able to see it.
Might definitely be able to see it. You might know about it, but so at the con this year, we were given a diamond called the Gygax Diamond from the Smithsonian that they allowed us to display it at the con as a really just kind of lovely gesture of something that we could all appreciate and stuff. And I told everybody ahead of time, please do not steal the diamond. I thought I was pretty clear about that. Do you think I was pretty clear about that?
You were pretty clear about it.
I was very clear about it. But I'm seeing, as I'm looking over to where we have it displayed right now, that it is, in fact, not the diamond I was given by the Smithsonian, but it looks like a totally different diamond.
It looks like a weird diamond.
It looks like a very weird diamond. It looks like someone's 3D printer stopped printing the diamond. At this point, I would like everyone who thinks they have a diamond to step forward with their diamond.
Many people
One,
are standing up.
One, two, three.
Where's your diamond,
Ben? I would like to go retrieve your diamond right now and bring it forward.
Bring forth your diamond.
Okay. All right. One diamond.
One diamond.
Two diamonds.
Two diamonds.
Maybe a third?
Yeah.
There's, I guess, an unclaimed diamond over here in the room.
Okay, you're leaving? Are you coming back?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. One person leaving to go. So while we are waiting, okay, and someone else just pulled out another diamond. So by my count, there's one, two, three, four, and then maybe a fifth diamond showing up, which is kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. While we're waiting on that.
I trusted these people.
I also trusted them very dearly. I want to say that there was a subplot to try to get me to hand over the diamond ahead of time. Someone stole something from me, and there was all sorts of stuff. I just want to say up front, I do not negotiate with terrorists. So, yeah, you must keep that if you want to. The other was also a ransom note that was given. I will let you know that anyone who did contact my wife, she was on my side the entire time. So we are going to wait just a little bit. I think Brandon's coming back. I don't think he left or they left in anger or not. But I have one thing to tell you all, and I hope this is a surprise, but the real Gygax diamond has a secret marking on it. In fact, that you can only see with a black light. So we'll be able to figure this out pretty fast once we have all the diamonds in front of us.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So yeah. Do we want to have people come up, present their diamond,
yes.
and explain how they came into
yes.
possession
yeah. so,
of it?
Yeah. So please come up. So there's a microphone right at the stand where we have the clearly fake diamond right now. So if you want to approach one by one and tell me how you think you got the diamond. Let's start right to left. Sarah?
I am part of a secret society of women who are taking down diamonds, and I found it under the sink.
Nice.
Found under the sink.
That's
great. That's a good.
Who's up next? Brandon?
I happen to have a secret connection, a network that you might say, of co-collaborators and conspirators, and I gained access to the diamond several days ago.
Yes.
There may or may not be hidden UV markers indicating which is the real diamond, which may also be present on the fake that I replaced it with.
Okay. Ben.
The real diamond was never here. It was always a decoy. I did bring the real one, though, so you can take a look at it. I trust Crystal will authenticate it. Mm-hmm. I'm just here. It's here for the truth.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
He's a good Samaritan.
Yeah,
a
good Samaritan. Joel?
More of a comment than a question.
Okay, yes, that counts. Yeah.
I found this in the dead drop.
Okay.
I assume it was for me, the confidence man, to... safety.
Okay. Okay, all right, cool.
Well, shall people bring their diamonds up to the authentication table
Let's
here?
Bring the diamonds up to the authentication table, and we will see the truth will come out here. All right. So I'm shining a light on the bottom of it. You, my friend, have a fake. See that F there? There you go. Ha-ha. Yeah. Let's see here. We have no mark on this one, Ben. Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Very, very official. Yeah.
You wouldn't mark
Let's check
real
out this
diamond.
One. So, Joel, it looks like, Joel, you also have a fake, unfortunately. I think this might have been the one that was replaced in my office a couple days ago by Brandon. Let's check out here. So Sarah's handed me the diamond. Sarah, you have the real diamond. Yeah, thank you very much, Sarah.
So at the start of the day, was the real one there?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who saw me take it?
No one saw
me. Not at my table who saw me take it.
Interesting.
Really?
Okay,
so what I did is it was there the whole time, and we finished our game early, and I looked around and said, who wants to steal the diamond?
Yeah.
And then Matt's like, I'll stand in front of a table. And so everybody went and sort of blocked the view of people. So
yeah.
I grabbed the fake that was over there, stuffed it, and I put it in the fridge.
Oh, nice.
But when I checked the fridge later, it was gone.
Interesting. Where did it go from the fridge? Who moved it from the fridge?
It was moved from the fridge to under the sink.
Okay.
By a table mate of mine.
In a double cross.
Okay. And then, Sarah, is that where you found it, or were you just watching this whole thing? Oh, I love it.
Nice. Yes.
So, that's great.
Who has Chris's player's handbook? I have a player's handbook, but I don't think it's Chris's.
This is one of the items that I think was stolen and held for ransom, right?
Yes, yeah. So there was a plot. So someone contacted my wife to get a player's handbook. And then my wife contacted someone else's wife to get something of theirs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. Where did those things end up?
I think you're just out of a player's handbook.
I think I might be out of a player's handbook.
Was it like the new 2024?
Yeah, it was the brand new
one. Oh, man,
yeah.
That's a problem.
Okay, so here's where I think your player's handbook is. Toby's made me think that this is not yours and it's somebody else's.
I think that's mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, open it.
What do you have, Ben?
I hope this is something that belongs to me.
It's Sarah.
She's been conspiring.
So my thought is that Toby broke into my house as part of this plot, and I wonder if he swapped.
I mean, I think we're about to find out once Ben can get that open. We will see what's in there.
He's going to find
it. Say, Ben.
Whoa!
There's a note.
It says, Ben, 10 on
the wing. And what's in the box, Ben?
What's in the box?
The advanced player's handbook.
Oh.
So Toby contacted me and said, I have a box just like your box.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Yes.
And then as soon as he did that, I put that in the box.
Interesting. Okay.
So did you take it from my house?
I did not.
Oh. So this really is yours then?
Yeah, it is mine.
Okay.
So wait. So Toby.
There's a third book in play.
There is a third book in play. Toby. So Toby, you assured me yesterday when we spoke that you didn't go into all this like skullduggery nonsense and all this.
I had one goal.
Okay.
And it's written on that piece of paper.
And the goal and the goal on that piece of paper is Ben cannot win.
I was very clear from this in the Discord. Ben cannot win.
So what's the third book?
Double cross Ben.
Yeah.
Working with John.
Right.
To ensure that there was a double decoy.
Okay.
On the player's handbook.
I knew that exchange between you two felt contrived.
Yeah.
Where you were like, oh, I'll put it upstairs. He'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. It was so contrived. And then as soon as I said that, that's when I switched them.
As soon as you sent that to Toby, I took a screenshot of it, and I was like, he knows something.
Right.
But I trusted Toby.
That was a mistake. I trusted Toby broke into my house.
Oh, this is so great. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for playing. I do love, in fact, that Sarah has won after you spent all that time planning and lying and cheating and all that sort of stuff.
I do have to say thank you to Lana and Betsy for the Society of Women.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Christian, we have a little something for the people here.
We do have a little bit of something. So everyone who has a fake diamond, please find me after. I've got a commemorative pin for you. And anybody who helped out with getting the actual diamond, I also have a commemorative pin for you as well.
I have one last question.
Yes.
Aaron, how many did you print?
There were two half diamonds, which is still unaccounted for.
Okay.
And three total full-size diamonds.
So, all right, one more question.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay, yeah.
So I placed one of the full-size prints that Aaron gave me in the bathroom.
That's this one.
Okay. I originally put it on top of the grate that nobody touched.
John,
okay.
That's the one that I originally gave to Chris, but it was such a bad print that when I made a better one, I gave him a real one.
Yeah.
And then there's two half ones. Oh. And there's still a half one missing.
Where's this one from? You didn't print that.
I didn't make that one.
Who made that one?
I was going to print one, but my print bed isn't big enough. So
okay.
You just spontaneously sprang into being.
I know.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Yes. Thank you all for playing. Really appreciate it. This was super fun. You exceeded my expectations with how devious and just utterly ridiculous you all are. But thanks so much. All right, so we are still at Roll for Topic-Con. We're going to take a little bit of break, and then we're all going to go play some more games. But thank you so much for playing the trivia, for playing Diamond Heist, and thank you for coming to the con.
Okay.